This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. KER Politics is what we're into right now. Now, the first issue that we're going to be discussing has to do with cross-border wealth management. That may not seem on the surface like a political issue, but it really is when you understand the international aspect of our program and you understand the international needs of people who are, for example, living abroad or folks from abroad living in the United States. Very, very fascinating subject. Got a gentleman on the line with me right now, Andrew Fisher. Andrew is an independent registered investment advisor, fee only. Not going to sell you any products that he gets a commission on, thank God. He's been specializing in cross-border wealth management for the past 12 years. He's got some interesting credentials which make me very comfortable. Number one, he's a chartered financial analyst, and number two, he's a certified public accountant and worked in that field for a few years before he actually started his business, which is called Worldview. Andrew, do us a favor. Give us a little bit of a background on what you do, the type of people who you work with, and the type of services that they need that you can provide.
Hi, Al. Yeah, thank you for having me. This is a pleasure to be on your show. Thanks so much. Well, at Worldview, I've been for the last 12 years, I've been working with what I call cross-border families. And it really started 12 years ago when I have a colleague, or actually an old friend, who worked at Ernst & Young doing international tax out of Amsterdam. And he had a bunch of American executive clients, mostly executives, some retiree clients. And he said, hey, Andrew, I have all these clients making all these investment and wealth management mistakes. They're Americans living permanently in Europe. They're either invested with a stockbroker back in the U.S. and making a lot of wrong decisions given their situation living in Europe, or worse, they're invested in Europe. And so we kind of started a firm really focused around serving those people. So that was kind of how it started. Along the way, we started to get some foreign-born clients that were working here on the West Coast. I was based in Portland, Oregon at the time. Now we're based in San Francisco. And so imagine, European or South African or Australian professional now living here. They perhaps still have assets abroad. They're trying to understand the U.S. tax system. They're working usually for big multinational companies. They might be retiring abroad, or maybe they're investing abroad, I mean, international inheritances. So you can see where I wrap them together, because, you know, they have a lot of the same challenges just dealing with the worldwide nature of the U.S. tax net, and navigating, having a financial life in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You know, I find this to be intriguing for the simple reason, I'm being selfish when I say this, but I do quite a bit of investing cross-border, specifically into Canada, and I have for the last 35 or 40 years. You know, I have to say that 35 years ago, it was pretty easy. It was pretty cut and dry. Today, that's very definitely not the case at all. Times have really, really changed. Even if you're only doing simple investing like I'm involved in, which is obviously buying and selling securities of Canadian publicly traded companies. So if your area of expertise really interests me, primarily because we have people who listen to our show. For example, Dr. Godot, I know that you are traveling around the world constantly. I think that probably what Andrew has to say might be able to benefit you somewhat. Now, let's take a hypothetical example here, Andrew. Dave lives in California, travels all around the world, and I would have to assume that his investments are probably international in nature. He's a pretty sharp guy. What would be some of the problems that he might face that you could solve for somebody like that?
Well, you know, there's a number of real problems. The most pressing one, and I think, you know, what's really brought this cross-border stuff into focus for a lot of American taxpayers is foreign asset reporting. You know, when we, as you say, people didn't talk about international or real outside investing outside of the U.S. a whole lot 30 years ago because they just didn't know or report anything. But a lot of the scandals came up, you know, the scandals in Switzerland with UBS and Liechtenstein, mm-hmm. and trying to enable American citizens to evade taxes. And those scandals really brought on a new world of foreign asset reporting. FATCA is the most well-known U.S. act, which basically pushes foreign institutions all around the world that have a desire to work with the U.S., and they all do, to pull all of their individual clients for any U.S. connection, and then to report the nature of their assets on account back to the IRS or the U.S. Treasury. So it's a pretty seminal movement, and part of that law is reciprocal, meaning that in the later stages of FATCA, because it's still being initiated over many years, the U.S. will be doing the same and reporting back to those foreign countries' tax authorities any U.S.-based assets that a citizen of a foreign country have. So you know, back to your question, Al. Foreign asset reporting, whether it's a simple bank account or an investment account or an individual investment in one company, all the way to even property, which isn't mandatorily reported yet, but I think it's coming. Those are issues that any U.S. citizen needs to be well aware of. A few other things that come to mind with your question would be the effect of currency movement on one's global investments can be dramatic and can actually be a pretty profound tax impact in ways that are often unexpected, particularly when there's borrowing associated with an asset, which is most commonly done with property. And then I think, one of the big things just for us is just in general financial planning, wealth planning for someone who plans to be abroad a lot, whether it's to retire abroad or travel abroad, like your constituent Dave does, is just the currency exposure on their portfolio. Having a portfolio of stocks and bonds that's very U.S. dollar dominant has been wonderful the last 7-8 years since the Great Recession. But that's not always going to be the case. And so someone that has, if you think about it, lifestyle expense exposure in foreign countries needs to think through that exposure within their investment nest egg. Those are a few things that just come to mind.
One thing I found, Andrew, that was interesting and rather amazing to me when I began doing business in Canada almost exclusively is if you follow the rules, and in my case, we're not talking necessarily about wealth management here, we're talking about taxation, etc. But if you follow the rules, if you get a good, competent advisor behind you, it's relatively straightforward. But the problem is where I think that Andrew Fisher can really add to a person's comfort level is the fact that there are a myriad of rules out there, a host of regulations that you have to abide by. If you abide by the regulations, life is wonderful, and you can truly take advantage of the international aspect of investing, which has, in my opinion, a great, great potential to increase your returns. But you really need to be aware of what all those rules and regulations are.
Yeah.
Real quick, Andrew, we've only got about 1 minute here. Tell us really quickly how people can get hold of you. And also, I will say that we will put up a link to whatever information you have.
Well, I agree with your commentary about taxation, and it really ripples through all decisions when it comes to a cross-border life. That is why I wrote my book, actually, the Cross-Border Family Wealth Guide, which was just released last month and is available on Amazon. But you can also visit us at our website, worldviewwealth.com. And we'd be happy to help anyone or discuss, give a free consultation with any of your constituents to discuss their needs.
I have to say, I think the Cross-Border Wealth Guide, your recent book, is something that should be required reading for anybody who is sophisticated in their investment actions and who is truly concerned about doing it and doing it right so they could potentially increase their rate of return. We're going to be right back with Andrew Fisher from Worldview.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Talking again with Andrew Fisher. Going to talk a little bit about some things that are going on right now in the United States and also around the world. You know, when you have somebody who has the qualifications that Mr. Fisher has, you really have to bend their ear to get some opinions about what's going on politically. Andrew, here's my first question. First point of discussion, I guess, is a better way to put it, and that is, I meet once a week with a group of guys consisting of, you know, obviously myself, got a retired econ professor, we've got a clinical psychologist, and we've got a boots-on-the-ground securities guy who just retired from the Army. Not securities guy, security guy, just retired from the Army. We have some fascinating discussions. They're pretty bipartisan in the sense that we have two Democrats and two Republicans. We were just chatting on Wednesday night about the subject of, is the future positive or negative for the United States from an economic standpoint? What do you think, Andrew?
Well, that is a great question, and I love this question because there's a lot of talk right now about, you know, our protectionist approach in the White House and, you know, this recent executive order, which I don't want to give an opinion on. But I will say this, in my seat, I meet with more and more foreign-born people that are coming here to the U.S. A lot of them are highly successful. These are engineers and, you know, brilliant people at places like Apple and Google and Amazon. Do you know there's a statistic that something like 15 to 20% of the employees of Google and Apple are foreign-born? But of the average new startup, more than 50% are foreign-born. And let me tell you, what that tells me, obviously it tells me I have job security, but what it tells me is, this is particularly the Bay Area, but not just the Bay Area, it's Seattle and New York and LA as well. But we really, what's our primary industry? We have an industry of innovation.
Mm-hmm.
We are where, I'm speaking about the Bay Area in particular, but really the whole United States, the best ideas from around the world are finding their way here. They're finding their way here for collaborators and partners, for sources of capital, for fundraising, for exits, you know, selling to, you know, to larger enterprises. And the value of that, if your industry that you're known for globally is innovation, and where the best ideas around the world flock to you, that is incredibly powerful.
Uh-huh.
That speaks to our culture, being one where we're always challenging the way of doing things and looking for new ways of doing things, appreciating new viewpoints, new cultures, new viewpoints. And I think that's not going to change. That's not changing because that is America. And if you think about it, if that's our real, I mean, we talk about Hollywood, we talk about, you know, the automobile industry, we talk about all these other industries. If our best and strongest industry is the industry of ideas and innovation, to me, that's incredibly powerful, incredibly enduring, incredibly wide moat. When you add to that that the English language has become the, without question, language of business globally, it's so powerful, and the future is so bright. That's my view.
You know, we came to that conclusion last night in our discussion, which went on for quite some time, 2.5, 3 hours or thereabouts. But we came to the conclusion that in the United States right now, you know, Donald Trump basically stresses the fact that we got to get America back to work, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, that's very true. But the fact of the matter is the paradigm, in my opinion, that exists in America today is a new paradigm. We are still getting some huge manufacturing numbers, very positive manufacturing numbers. But the fact of the matter is that's being accomplished with a much smaller labor force. Your point about we are a nation of ideas, that truly represents the future of the United States. And I would have to agree, Andrew, in the sense that it is pretty bright. There's no question about that. As long as people realize that you need to take things like education very seriously. You know, you're not going to go down and work at somebody in Kentucky isn't going to go down in the mines for the rest of their lives anymore, for lack of better terms.
You make a good point. If I could butt in here, you make a good point. I mean, we do have a social issue here,
mm-hmm.
and that is where our workforce, our labor force, you know, is in many ways competing with these people coming into the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see them delivering incredibly huge, benefits, you know, beneficial contributions, but it is a social issue that's happening worldwide, and a lot of it is retraining our workforce and our workforce just moving more into a service and, you know, innovation-based economy. It's good in the aggregate. But like any evolution, it's going to leak people out, and it's a real problem.
It is a real problem, and it's going to leave some people out. But the people who are willing to stand up and fight for themselves and do the necessary things to take part in what I think is also
and evolve.
Yeah, you have to evolve. There's no question about that. One last question. We got about 3 minutes here. Pre-trade, good thing or bad thing? It's an interesting question when you only have 3 minutes to answer, but give it a shot, Andrew.
Well, come on. I mean, free trade is amazingly powerful. It's amazingly beneficial for all parties. You know, and that is, it's not going away. I think a lot of people worry, and even some of my clients worry about this new rhetoric of closing down borders and being more protectionist. But I just don't think that that's what America's built on. Mm-hmm. You know, ultimately free trade, you know, it needs to be fair. And you could make an argument that certain administrations have been softer on enforcing fairness than others, and I'm sure that's true. That's, you know, gets political, and anything that gets political gets, you know, murky and ugly and and political, right?
There you go.
But I mean, ultimately, you know, we are a global economy. I don't even know if I like the question good or bad, because it is reality, and it's never going to change. You know, I mean, the nature of the world of business and of products and services and raw materials being sourced in the locations where they're most efficient, it's natural. It's like going from a high pressure to a low pressure place. It's like gravity, right? And so ultimately, it's not going to change. Should it be regulated and monitored? Should we watch out for the dumping of aluminum or whatever, you know, the current, you know, thing is, you know, or another government waging, what do you call that, cyber warfare or cyber espionage? Yes, those are serious things that we need to take seriously. They're not going to derail free trade.
No.
That's my view.
Yeah, I think free trade is something that is very important for the world. My opinion has changed on that dramatically since I read a book by a Korean gentleman entitled "Bad Samaritans: The Myth or the Myth of the Deception of Free Trade." I guess it's something like that. The book is on the other side of my library. But having said that, I share your optimism. I view a bright future for America for those people who are willing to get on the train. If you want any more information, ladies and gentlemen, about Andrew Fisher, simply click on the link that we have provided with this.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with our KER politics discussion. I have Glenn Downs on the line with me. Glenn is especially able to talk on the subject we're going to be discussing here, which is called free trade, and in my opinion, the definite myth of free trade. Now, Glenn is able to discuss this with a fair amount of intelligence simply because, number one, he has a graduate degree in economics, and number two, he spent most of his career in Washington, D.C., so he has heard all of the stories, pro and con, for free trade. Glenn, I'm reading a book right now by a Korean gentleman by the name of Ha Jun Chang, and the name of the book is called Bad Samaritans, The Myth of Free Trade and the Secret History of Capitalism. Now, what really intrigues me about the subject of free trade is that in the current thinking of what I would call the opposition to my philosophy and certainly your philosophy, neoliberals are saying that free trade is essential for the goodness of the world and for economic growth. The fact of the matter is, if you simply look at the numbers pertaining to growth in various economies around the world and growth in the, let's say, increasing stature of the citizens of those particular countries, it's totally non-existent. The numbers are very, very bad. Now, the one place where I have to agree with Donald Trump is he is not a free trade guy. You know, you get the Clintons of the world and Jeff Bezos and other people who, for them, globalization is incredibly important because they have markets all over the world, but it is not good at all for the human beings that make up the population of this planet. Could you opine on that for us?
Boy, it's a big subject.
It is a big subject
for a big man, Big Al Corlin.
Listen, it is a big subject, but the fact of the matter is it's a critically misunderstood subject right now.
That's right. Well, listen, obviously the whole underpinning of this, the idea of free trade, goes back to an economist named David Ricardo. And there's this concept of absolute advantage and comparative advantages between countries. And trade is a trade in and of itself is a fine thing. It's a wonderful thing. And the idea and David Ricardo's concepts or precept is that, you know, you might have one country that's better at growing oranges, another that's growing apples, and everybody's better off specializing in the thing that it does best, and then trading between the two rather than what they call autarky, A-W-tarky, where everybody's a microcosm to it themselves, and therefore, you know, we can actually, everybody's better off. That's the rubric behind everybody hides. In today's world, though, there are a lot of things that are wrong with that simple Ricardian model. And the first thing begins with the idea that you have these very, very dissimilar systems that are being asked to simply, quote unquote, have free trade. So I'd recommend a great book. There's a British corporate raider by the name of the late Sir James Goldsmith. He wrote a book called The Trap. And The Trap dealt with several different interesting concepts, but one was this idea of trade. And James Goldsmith, you know, was an uber capitalist, and he believed that trade, having these so-called free trade agreements was efficacious between countries with similar systems. So, but it was ultimately a terrible trap to enter into for a country like ours with very dissimilar systems. You're entering into a free trade agreement with, say, a communist country like China, where you had state enterprises and that had access to central banks to export, they were involved in say, mercantilist activities and those kinds of things. You ended up having simply could not have radically dissimilar systems having free trade agreements between, because one would be disadvantaged, and that would be us at the end. There are certain people that would be winners, but in the end, people would be losers. Secondly, the idea of, in today's world, free trade means low or no taxes. There are tariffs between countries that are in these so-called free trade systems. Well, free trade is tariffs are nothing in the world but a tax. As a matter of fact, it's actually enumerated in the Constitution. That's how we funded our government up through the early 1900s. The federal government was essentially funded through tariffs. So what happens is if you say we're going to, in the name of free trade, we're going to do away with tariffs for imported goods, that basically means that you have multinational companies can go source their production in very low cost areas, people that don't have the same kinds of good or bad wage rate protections, environmental protections, zoning protections, all the kinds of things that we have in this country. Go source your stuff someplace else where they get some kind of tax break, maybe pay no tax at all to the country they located their factory in as a gift for locating their factory there. Then they ship it in here. Pay no import tax on that, and then U.S. companies that have to pay corporate income taxes and pay employees Social Security taxes and things like that have to compete with that. Big surprise! People have been sourcing, these multinationals have been sourcing more and more stuff overseas, and that's where you have, you know, these built up profits that people are talking about repatriating now, right now under Donald Trump. So you have that, and then thirdly, under these multilateral trade agreements, these worldwide trade regimes under which people have been entering, as opposed to these bilateral trade agreements, say a trade agreement between, say, us and Canada or us or Great Britain, that are similar systems where you can kind of work out terms of trade that make sense between these countries, that they go to these multilateral worldwide global kinds of things. The things like Trans-Pacific Partnership that Trump just tried to kill, or just did kill, rather. And what happens is then that's really not about trade. It's about governance. So what happens if, say, if you enter into one of these worldwide agreements and somebody like, say, Procter & Gamble or whoever it is says, hey, the United States or Japan or somebody else passed a law which we think hurts our profitability. We don't think it's fair. Who is it that decides what those countries get to do? Well, instead of being the elected officials, that are accountable to the voters of those particular countries, they go to these unelected tribunals that are set up under these treaties that no one ever heard of, and basically you end up having local and some state and sometimes national laws invalidated because treaties rise to the level almost of the Constitution. That's a great debate between, you know, treaties versus the Constitution, is which is the highest law of the land, and the Constitution trumps either federal, state, or local law. So you start finding countries and localities losing their sovereignty to these unelected, unaccountable international tribunals. So there's a lot more at stake here other than just trading widgets over the borders.
There is, and I just want to bring up one thing in closing here. What I want to bring up is, I think, a very important fact, and that is if you look at who the globalists are, the major globalists, you know, they're selling their idea on the basis of you got to help all people, we basically have to save the world, and globalism and free trade is going to do that. Well, the people who are behind it are people who have a real serious economic interest in the world economy. They're not necessarily looking out for the health and welfare of the citizens of these countries. Let me give you a couple of examples. Jeff Bezos, clearly a globalist. You know, he's doing a hell of a job with Amazon. I can't dispute a thing that he's doing other than I think globalism is wrong because it's going to affect Amazon positively, but it's not going to affect the world positively. As Chang brings out in his book, neoliberalism and globalism are really, really bad economically. Let's take the Clintons, they really, really pushed globalism with the free trade, etc., etc., but their stage is the world. Certainly a very different view than we have here on KER Politics.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. I have a gentleman with me, clinical psychologist, PhD, Dr. Dwight Moore. Dr. Moore is now semi-retired, I guess I would have to say, from his counseling practice, Ball, in an organization in Northern Washington entitled Death with Dignity. Now, this may not seem like a rational subject for KER politics, but politics does imply the law, and the law has changed significantly in the United States for physician-assisted suicide. Regardless of how you feel about it one way or the other, I think it's important that everybody realizes that this is lawful in many parts of the country, and it is something you really ought to be aware about. Dwight, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Talk to me in very simplistic terms, if you would, about the process of physician-assisted suicide, the safeguards, etc.
Okay. There are seven states in the United States that have this law in place at this point. It's appropriate for people who have six-month terminal illness diagnosis, who are also mentally sound and able to drink or self-ingest medication to end their life with dignity. Three main criteria are six-month terminal illness, mental soundness, and the ability to self-ingest medication. The process, so that's the basics.
Okay. Now, what type of, you've been dealing with this, you were probably the number one person in Whatcom County dealing with this particular issue, because I would have to ask from a psychological standpoint, which is something you certainly can opine on, what type of person would take advantage of this particular law?
The demographics are pretty clear. They tend to be college-educated, white, affluent people. That's the background demographic. The kind of people who do this are people who know that they're going to die of the terminal illness that they have, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, whatever it happens to be. They just are choosing, instead of dying in pain and agony with the tubes, that they're choosing the time of their death so that they can die without that agony and pain.
Dr. Moore, how did you get involved in this? I've had a pretty successful counseling practice going. This goes along with the idea of, in my mind, of certainly wanting to help people who make a clear choice. And, you know, religious or not, I have to say one thing. God did give us free will, regardless of what a lot of people would want to think. Free will is a very important part of humanity. Psychological makeup of these people, I mean, you spend a lot of time with them. Tell us about a typical day that you would spend with somebody who had made this decision.
Yeah. Two answers to your question now. The psychological maintenance make up normally folks who have exercised choice and control in their lives. They are not people who follow orders easily. They want to have some efficacy and leadership in their own lives. Typical encounter is talk to the folks. My job as a volunteer is to help them understand the law. There's some intricacies to a 15-day waiting period and so on and so forth. Help them get their families comfortable with this decision, because sometimes the spouse is not comfortable with somebody choosing the law. And then actually help orchestrate the final day, which is a process of, I can go into detail if you'd like, but the final day is the day they choose to take the medication and die.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, the decision is really around when they are ready to stop living. It's a bit tricky in managing the illness, because these illnesses, while they are 6-month terminal diagnoses, you can't actually predict the day that they will kill you. So folks are trying to pick a date before that period of time. By this point, the family is very fully engaged. Usually there's a set of ceremonies that people have. It can be harp playing, poetry reading, going through family albums together, saying goodbyes, a lot of great sense of humor, believe it or not, during that day, family stories, hugs. And then when the patient's ready, they drink about a quarter of a cup of medication, go to sleep in probably 5 minutes, very deep sleep, and then at some point, usually within about an hour or an hour and a half, they die.
Pretty painless.
Absolutely painless. It's interesting to watch, because you would expect there to be death rattles and gurgling, and as aptly know that it's a deep sleep. You can see the respiration slow, and then finally stop, and then also then the heartbeat follows.
What exactly, historically, how exactly did this become legalized? I know there was a lot of opposition to it, in the sense that I'm sure the Catholic Church, my church, was opposed to it. I'm sure other Christian denominations were perhaps opposed to it. Give us a little bit of the history, if you would, as to what happened here in Washington State. We're down to about, kind of about 4 minutes left here, Dwight.
Okay. Thanks, Al. The original, I think, impetus of this was the AIDS, original AIDS crisis about probably not 30, 25 or 30 years ago, when lots of folks were dying really bad deaths. Young people were dying bad deaths. And states didn't have any way of managing this. We didn't have the medication, the protocols we do now for managing HIV or AIDS. So it came out of that. Oregon was the first state about 14 or 15 years ago to put this in place, and then it's cascaded through the other 7 states.
Interesting. I know I was living in Oregon about the time this thing happened, and that was probably about 25 years ago. You know, it's an interesting issue, particularly for our audience, in the sense that the demographics of our audience are typically very wealthy people, typically very successful people, typically people who are perhaps a bit farther along in life than the average, as I certainly am, as you know, and these are people who I believe are very controlling, in the sense that 9 times out of 10, success comes out of a person controlling their own actions, because a lot of actions, and as you know as a psychologist, a lot of actions are simply not that simple to, they're simple to engage in, and simple to make up your mind to say, well, you know, come hell or high water, I'm going to become a better golfer. But oftentimes, once that decision is made, people don't stick to it. So I guess towards the end of our interview, one question I would like to ask you, Dwight, is how many of those people change their minds? You got 15 days that you have to think about it. That's a pretty major. It's a pretty major decision. How many people change? Does anybody change his or her mind?
I guess I'd frame it just a little differently. About 2/3 of the people who are eligible for the law and apply for the medication take the medication.
Mm-hmm.
So 1/3 do not. Most of the time, now, that's not because they change their mind. It's because the illness catches them before they can get the script filled at the pharmacy. It's because they're no longer able to make the decision, so they have to be of sound mind. So For example, if I arrive on the day of somebody's death and they're no longer cogent, they cannot use the medication, not within the law. So most people are pretty convinced about the right to do this. Two-thirds of them actually exercise that right.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. That would be a very difficult decision to make. The purpose of this interview, folks out there, and I would really like your comments on the blog. You know, whenever we talk about religious issues on our show or whenever we talk about some moral issues on our show, we typically get a plethora of comments about that, either for or against. I think knowing about this particular process is just something you have to be aware of. You have to be aware of it because just any well-informed person would want to be aware of something like this. There are many alternatives in life, and this is simply one of them. Whether or not you agree or disagree for moral reasons, for religious reasons, what have you, it's something that to me may fall under the realm of being a civilized action. You know, Dwight, I give you all the credit in the world for spending as much time as you are on this particular subject. And I know that, you know, as a volunteer, having done a lot of volunteer work myself in the past, you know, you're not compensated for what you do. You mentioned in a conversation that we had off mic that you have on occasion stayed in the proximity, not in the proximity, but stayed in the exact proximity of this particular action for up to 16 or 17 hours. I mean, it's not something that necessarily happens almost immediately. It is an event that will occur highly dependent on the person's mental, more important, it wouldn't be the person's mental, but it would certainly be their health. Their health framework. Having said that, Dr. Dwight Moore, you're doing a good thing for a lot of people, and I certainly appreciate it. Thanks for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, this wraps up KER Politics for Saturday or Sunday, depending on which station you're listening to. Please do opine on this particular interview. I'm more than a little curious what you think. Dwight, talk to you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.